Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners feels they were discriminated against at the doctor's office and wants to know if they could sue. Now, I'm no legal expert. I'm a physician. Talk to an attorney, but it's an interesting case. So apparently her husband wears a MAGA hat, went into the medical office. The front desk person gave him a look. And it blows my mind that this is what's going on. There's so much division in this country. But anyway, he's in this medical office, and the front desk didn't put his chart up in the order that he came. Other people came in after, went to the back. So he waited an extra hour that he didn't have to. He actually had a medical condition that ended up being a little bit more serious, and he was sent to an urgent care or ER for tests. He's fine, but can they sue based on discrimination? So this is, I'm not an attorney, so I'm dying to find out where this goes. But from a doctor's office, there's a few things that I can say. And I'm not saying this in defense of the doctor's office or in criticism. But the idea of people coming in after you and going to the back, sometimes there's a few things that happen. One is, because I would always see everybody in turn, but sometimes you would have somebody who would have an appointment and then they'd come early. So do you make them wait for their appointment or do you just get them back? And so if their appointment is later, but they came before somebody else that walked in, do we just get them back and see them? And so sometimes I would just see them. Other times, if I was in the middle of a procedure, I'd make them wait. So one is, what was their time? Number two is, sometimes I send people home to come back. So let's say you have somebody with clogged wax in their ear, and I had to put some Debrox, some softening drops, and said, come back in an hour and we'll flush you out. So I let them go. Go grab a coffee, go shopping, whatever. Come back and we'll flush you out. We'll get them right back. If it's a recheck, if it's a surgical recheck, we'll have them come right back. They're not being charged because I want to make sure that the sutures are good the next day. No sign of infection. Come back in. So there were some individuals that weren't necessarily the first come, first serve. These were callbacks. So that could have happened. But what I think a lot of people think happened is this person did not like the MAGA hat and wanted to get them back. And many individuals have told me about construed retaliation or political discrimination. And that's frustrating. That, you know, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, you want to wear a Biden shirt, you want to wear a Let's Go Brandon. Because I'm in the world of sports. And so when I wear a Dallas Cowboy jersey, I don't expect to be refused care. I don't expect for somebody to make me wait longer. They might give me some crap about how, you know, we haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time or whatever, or how the star, I get this all the time, the Dallas Cowboy star is not a logo, it's a rating, the one star. Okay, like, come on. You know, so they might give me some crap, but come on, it's sports. When it comes to politics, people are just fuming. And I've seen cases where people get kicked out of a bar. I think somebody got kicked out of a bar in 2018, and the judge said that was fine. It wasn't discrimination. They have the right to review service to anybody. Yet I think in Canada, it was a violation of free speech, and the judgment was against the person that kicked the person out for wearing. Not sure why they were wearing a MAGA hat in Canada, but they were. So wearing MAGA hats have, if you look it up, have been in the news and in the legal system a lot, because people are wearing the hat and then they get in trouble and then they get discriminated against. And so, and you almost wonder, you know, are some of these people really Trump supporters, or they're looking for settlements or suits, and they're walking in seeing, okay, well, what can I get for this? See what they do. You see people stirring up trouble. They have their camera ready to go because they want to make a video, and they want to have, because they can become famous if some drama happens around them. So sometimes they stir up the drama. But I have a problem with any sort of political discrimination. If you want to support Biden or Trump, you should be able to in this country. I've heard of people discriminated against because they have an American flag on their clothing. And many individuals who wear American flags are assumed to be Republican. I know Democrats who love the American flag, too. But the American flag has all of a sudden become a logo for being a Republican or a conservative. And then some people feel discriminated against when they wear that. What is going on? You can't be proud of the flag. You can't be a Democrat and wear the flag. What's going on here? And I do think political discrimination is real. I've seen some attorneys advertise that if you do feel you're a victim of political discrimination, you can sue, especially under California law, because we do have a right to free speech. But when I walk into a bar, a sports bar, and I see people in jerseys of all teams, I think it's pretty cool. That's what I love about the draft, you know, when it was in Vegas, where you saw jerseys of, you know, your Miami Dolphins, you had your Jets, you had your, and I'm sure people kind of, you know, threw shade at each other, but still, it was very, very cool. I love seeing that mixture. I love seeing that diversity. But people don't want that when it comes to politics. You either think like I do, or you're out. You're either with me or against me. So I don't know if you could sue. Again, you'd have to speak to an attorney about that. But any medical office should not have discrimination. The doctor should be notified if anybody feels like they waited. And because just because the doctor feels one way doesn't mean the staff feel that way too, or vice versa. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have reached out about your Social Security and how the money, the system is messed up. And how the system needs to be fixed. Because you can't live on your Social Security, but if you work, you lose part of your Social Security. And my mom is almost 80, and she still works because she can't live on her Social Security. We used to help her for years, and you know, and she likes to work and all that, and we will make sure she's taken care of. But she can't collect her Social Security or live on that, so she's working. And she likes to work, which is fine, keeping her busy, keeping her mentally sharp. But that, she's almost 80. I don't know if I'm going to be in that good of shape when I'm 80. I'm hoping we have Social Security. Now, some of the changes is Social Security is going to be increased by about 8.7%, we're being told. It's probably one of the largest jumps we've seen since the 1980s. David Burns of True Advice Wealth Management thinks it's a positive move, says Social Security is the only inflation-adjusted investment that we have backed by the U.S. government. Beneficiaries receive an 8.7% increase for 2023. They say the new average Social Security monthly payment is now estimated at $1,800, which is $146 more than the average monthly payment of $1,681. Now, $1,827 a month is nice, but I don't think it's cutting it. If you have rent, if you have food, if you have a car payment, that doesn't cut it. The new payment started at the beginning of 2023, so new retirees were supposed to have seen that. Hopefully you did. There's been discussions of Social Security cuts, and I don't know exactly if a lot of that is rhetoric. The Social Security system is going to run out of money. So we need to figure out how we are going to improve it, because those of us that have been working and have been putting money into it since the 80s and 90s, it should be there for us, or individuals who have been putting money in since the 60s and the 70s. And to find out that it's going to run out of money, why is that? Are people getting Social Security who shouldn't? Is Social Security money being mismanaged? Now, the full retirement age is 66 or 67, depending on your date of birth and how they were talking about raising the full retirement age to 70. I don't like that. I don't like that because those of us that have been working since the age of 18, and especially those individuals who worked in mines and asbestos, lead-painted buildings and around smoke, they might not make it that much longer past 70. In my family, no man lives longer than their 60s. My husband's family, they live longer. But every man in my family died no later than 62, 63. So raising the retirement age to 70 wouldn't help the men in my family who worked in trades and, you know, succumbed to a bunch of environmental exposures and poor eating habits. They didn't smoke. Most of the men in my family didn't smoke. It's funny, the women in my family smoked, and they lived longer than the men. But the men just don't live that long. They say that the higher income earners are going to pay more in taxes. But as we know, if somebody is paying more in taxes, they're going to pass that cost on to the customers. So if they own a business and they have to pay more in taxes, they're going to turn around and collect the money from the customers. So we will see that in the form of inflation. They say there will be better customer service. They are going to spend an extra $1.4 billion to the operating budget of Social Security. So that $1.4 billion isn't going to Social Security recipients. It is going to customer service to have more staff. I get Social Security needs staff, but that $1.4 billion, what are we already spending on staff? Why do we need more customer service? Why isn't customer service already there? Now, apparently, national paid family leave is on the table, according to Yahoo Finance. They say most Americans don't have long-term paid leave benefits. The current FMLA stipulates only unpaid leave. Biden's budget proposal addresses this, wanting paid family and medical leave at a national level. It would be administered by the Social Security Administration and provide partial wage replacement for up to 12 weeks. That would include care for and bonding with a new child. I tell you, I would have loved that. I had to go back to work in 3 days. I didn't get time to bond with my kids. It would be nice to spend 12 weeks with your kid. It would be nice. Especially paid. Who pays for that, though? They say the program would be administered through the Social Security Administration. If you have to care for a seriously ill loved one, if you have to heal from your own serious illness, if you have to address circumstances arising from a loved one's military deployment, if you have to find safety from domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. So these are things where national paid family leave could be on the table, which, by the way, on the outside, it sounds amazing. Now, as a physician with individuals at FMLA, everybody and their mother had FMLA. And they did it to protect their job. And we doctors obliged. You know, if it was a serious medical condition like diabetes, high blood pressure, that counted. If you had migraines, that counted. Because you needed to come in, you needed to get your treatment. Sometimes you couldn't leave and get up and start your day because you had a migraine. So I can't tell you how many chronic conditions people used to qualify for FMLA. One thing that employers are going to have to prepare for, and the government's going to have to prepare for, is if somebody gets up to 12 weeks a year of paid leave, they're going to take it. Why not? And they're going to go to their medical provider. Now, telemedicine can't do FMLA. They might eventually, because there's going to be a huge request for that. But someone's going to say, look, I have migraines. Periods. I mean, I'll tell you right now, having periods and period pain, I mean, I had to work through it. I had to do 36-hour shifts in training. It would be nice for you to be able to take off for that. Dysmenorrhea counts for FMLA. So this could be, and then how do you prove it? Now, usually your medical provider is supposed to do extensive testing and then make sure you qualify, but the average doctor's busy. But like, you know what, just give me the forms. We might have you pay extra for the forms because it takes time, but we'll complete the forms and then take it to your job. But if everybody gets up to 12 weeks of FMLA, they're going to want those paid 12 weeks. I don't blame them. It's free money. That is going to kill the labor shortage. That's gonna really enhance it, I mean, and exacerbate it. And mind you, we should be able to have, that's the thing, paid leave, I think, should be one of the benefits people get. But sadly, you have individuals take advantage. One doctor's office told me what they do, and I didn't want to do this because I wanted people to use their leave as they needed it. But one medical office said they give them their paid leave when they decide. And they'll say, you'll get a Christmas week, you'll get 1 week in the summer, you'll get this. Because unfortunately, people were taking off during their busy times, and then they couldn't staff. So they're like, we'll give you your paid leave, but we'll tell you when. I don't like that, though, because if you're really sick and you're not lying about it, you need that leave when you're sick. I had said we should resume our leave in January. No. We should, apparently a lot of people's leave gets given in, actually we should resume it in September. A lot of people's leave gets given in January, so by the time flu season comes in November, they've used it all up. They went to Disneyland with it, they took time off, they used it for summer vacation, and now all of a sudden they have the flu and they're coming in sick, they go, I don't have any more leave. And, oh, man, the employer doesn't give enough leave. Like, they used it all during the summer. They got paid leave. They had paid vacation. Even though sick leave is supposed to be separate. So, in terms of Social Security and you know, how to handle it, this is, and I'd love to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, you know, what are you living on? How are you able to live? I'm not sure what the answer is going to be. But we've spent money on so much other stuff. I think the individuals that worked and are supposed to have it there for them, or those who are disabled, should be able to get appropriate funding. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is telling Congress, yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI. But Sam Altman also says the fear that it will eliminate most human jobs is unfounded.
I agree that when we get to very powerful systems, the landscape will change. I think I'm just more optimistic that we are incredibly creative and we find new things to do with better tools, and that will keep happening.
Altman says there does need to be sound regulation to keep AI in check, but not stifle innovation. Back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders this afternoon in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. North Carolina lawmakers vote today on whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper needs just one Republican in either the House or Senate to break ranks to uphold his veto. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my grandfather played football. I believe he played it for Case Western. This was in the olden days where it was the Leatherheads. He didn't. Gosh, I wish I still had his football picture. But no helmets, just the cap, leather cap. And I remember when I was a kid, he had what we called crazy eyes back then, where they weren't soft, loving grandpa eyes. They would roll, and he would be very mad, and he would have outbursts. And my mom couldn't explain what was going on, but now, as a doctor, I'm thinking, well, he probably had CTE. Yeah, a lot of head concussions. He was built like a lineman, so my guess is he... And he had suffered terribly with arthritis and gouty arthritis. Every joint he injured really badly would flare up with gout. And he had a tough life and ended up dying of congestive heart failure and GI bleed because of all the anti-inflammatories he had to take for pain. My father was a soccer player. And my father played soccer. would always teach us how to head the ball, when he would teach us soccer and teach us how to dribble and all that and teach us how to head the ball. But he also would have explosive outbursts and get mad and depressed and things like that. At one point, we thought he was suicidal. He gambled a lot. And so I don't know, you know, being a doctor now, what was my father's diagnosis? And I don't know if I could diagnose him with anything in particular, except I wonder if he had CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And when we speak about chronic traumatic encephalopathy, usually the media talks about football players and American football players. But what about football players, soccer players? Not football. Soccer players, gymnasts who hit their head, baseball players who get hit in the head with the ball, hockey. I don't know if you guys are watching the playoffs, but these guys are getting cross-checked and slashed and whatever. They're getting hit, and then they're being punched in the head when they fight. So I think there's a lot of individuals at risk for CTE. Well, English soccer star Jimmy Fryett, who was gifted at heading the ball and playing soccer, stayed fit well into his 70s. He actually lived in Las Vegas for about 50 years, but then he would get lost while riding his bicycle. And his wife had said, according to WTOP, that she had to put a tracker on him and then say, I'm going to come and get you. Well, apparently, he has been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. He's a North American Soccer League champion who played 18 years in Britain. The Concussion Legacy Foundation announced Tuesday that the English pro and Oregon State head coach Jimmy Conway, Scottish and Seattle NASL midfielder Jimmy Gabriel, and the NCAA champion Fanny Pantulowsko were also found to have the degenerative brain disease. This has been linked to concussions in athletes, combat veterans. We haven't even spoken about the veterans and what they go through. Why? Because it is a result from repeated head trauma. Now, these individuals are the first diagnoses among those who played in the NASL, which is a precursor to the MLS as the top U.S. pro soccer league. And it folded in 1985, but we had individuals who played sports for years that sustained repeated subconcussive blows to the head or heading the ball. So the new diagnoses came as soccer officials gathered in Chicago for a head injury summit, a conference hosted by U.S. Soccer and the top American men's and women's pro leagues that promises 2 days of presentations and panel discussions led by medical professionals, stakeholders, and researchers. They say that CTE researchers and families of those affected by the disease say that it's a nice gesture, but are we really preventing concussions? Are we talking to kids on these teams? My son played soccer. My son played football. My kids played lacrosse. They got hit in the head multiple times. Rugby. I mean, we see this, so what do we do? And unfortunately, CTE not only affects the person and their family, but others. Ex-Patriots tight end and convicted murderer Aaron Hernandez was found post-mortem to have severe CTE. Researchers from Boston University, who has spearheaded a lot of the CTE research, looked at the 27-year-old on autopsy and found he had stage 3 or 4 CTE, which you rarely see in a 27-year-old. So there's stages. Early CTE have loss of concentration, attention, dizziness, and headaches. How many 40-year-olds do you know? Or even late 30-year-olds. I get a little dizzy in the shower sometimes when I wash my hair. Or I get some headaches. Or they're paying less attention. That could be early CTE. If they were an athlete, realize that could be early. By stage 2, you could have short-term memory loss, mood disorders such as depression, and at times explosive outbursts. Stage 3 is when you have worsening loss of memory, judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, suicidality. And then stage 4 is amnesia, severe cognitive impairment, and evidence of dementia. So what happens? Well, basically, when you sustain any injury or blow to the brain, you have inflammation. And because the brain is trying to heal, your oxygen doesn't have first dibs, in a way. So you lose some of the oxygen to the brain. You can also lose oxygen during sleep apnea. But trauma to the brain causes inflammation, and that can affect how much oxygen gets there. Not to mention there could be scarring. Now, I have suggested that as soon as anybody sustains any injury, put them on CPAP at night or give them oxygen. Increase the amount of oxygen. I think it might stave off or slow down some of the CTE. There was a case study of a 2-year-old near drowning victim who was, they were able to reverse a brain damage with hyperbaric oxygen, oxygen at high concentrations. We know oxygen at high concentrations help wounds heal. What if we do that for individuals who get a brain injury? So we need to do better. It's just, what is the answer? I've been watching hockey. I usually watch playoff hockey. Playoff hockey, a little different, more intense, more fun. But I got to tell you, when the fights happen, it's exciting. You see people going at it, the crowds are roaring, and you wonder if some of it is even on purpose. Yeah, they just, and it just, and when people say it was a good hockey game, was it a good hockey game because your team won or because there were a lot of fights? It's what people want. Same thing with football. I have watched XFL football. It's nice, not as exciting as NFL. It's taking me some time to learn the rules. They seem to be a little softer and more careful, which is nice, needs to be. But the stands aren't packed. Pro Bowl, how many people have just blown off the Pro Bowl? Tickets were cheap this year at Allegiant Stadium for Pro Bowl, and they couldn't fill. Just, it wasn't that exciting for people. They want to see the tackles. They want to see the fumbles. They want to see the fights. And when a kid plays it safe on the field, they don't catch the ball. They don't make the base. They don't make the goal. They have to get in there. And parents are starting to rethink what they should be doing. Yeah, I love kids in sports in terms of them learning how to do teamwork and how to work with the team and offense and defense. And I think kids who have a sports history do better in life later. From a society standpoint, but from a health standpoint, it could be very detrimental. We got to figure it out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're looking for ways to save money, those of you who have been working remote saying, look, I am saving money. And I get it. I'm not saying you're bad if you work remote. I've been working remote. It's nice, and I do save a lot of money. But it's interesting how much people are saving. I'm looking at an article right now where workers who live in New York City are saving a staggering 331 hours each year by not being on the subway or the train or commuting. And time is money. In Indianapolis, they're saving about 200 hours a year staying at home. Now, that's less than New York, but still, that's a lot of hours. They say the Big Apple's remote workforce saves a whopping 295 million hours per year commuting. careers website, resume.io, use U.S. Census Bureau data to find the length of average commute in every U.S. city and state, and doubled it to take into account the return journeys. Even though going home is always faster than going there. Do you guys realize? Except when I fly. When I fly to the east, it's faster than flying to the west because of the tailwinds. But for the most part, every time I come home, it's fast. Unless, of course, there's traffic. If there's traffic, that's a problem. Now, I don't know. Los Angeles, the average person has been saving 248.3 hours. But New York, Jersey City, Santa Clarita, California, Stockton, California, and Chicago had the highest amount of hours lost on commutes. Then came Philly, Newark, Garland, Texas, L.A., and then Riverside. Then came San Francisco, Boston, Aurora, Washington, and I wish they had this better written. I'm trying to read it. But Oakland, Washington, D.C., Boston, Aurora, Colorado, D.C., Oakland, California, Long Beach, then Glendale, Arizona, Anaheim, California, Fremont, California, Baltimore, Maryland, San Bernardino, California. Obviously, the places with very high traffic. Las Vegas came in, we're saving 214 hours commuting. We're less because we don't have that big a city. But I got to tell you, when it's busy, it used to take me going from one side of the city to another close to an hour when there's traffic. It's not easy. So saving time that could be used for work, it depends if your employer has the means to utilize those hours to their advantage. So if you need to, let's say, you know, start, if they could, let's say, start you at 7:30, and you could log in online and start your shift at 7:30 rather than driving and starting at 8, that could be an advantage, where now you have coverage at 7:30. You know, one reason why remote has been around for a while is remote allowed individuals to work at those odd times. I don't know if you noticed it 10 years ago, but you would be calling a credit card company or you would be calling a company, and they would either be in a different country or you would hear a TV in the background or you would you're like, who am I talking to? This or would be a medical biller. And these are people at home. These are people working from home. And the funny thing is employers didn't mind it because they didn't have the office space. So I called one medical company for my own bill, and you heard the kid in the background, you heard the TV in the background. Now, I didn't think she was doing a good job. She said she was going to resubmit it. She had made a mistake on the bill. She said she was going to resubmit it. But people have been working from home for a while. Just after COVID, it really changed. And so some individuals know how to make money off of that in terms of the time saved. They're working a second job. They're working two part-time jobs. They don't have to now be in a car with a commute. When I went to school at UCLA, and I lived maybe 12 miles, maybe less, from the university, and I would be in my car for an hour and a half each way. I lost 3 hours a day just sitting in my car, not to mention the health aspect of it. I'm with exhaust, fumes, carbon monoxide, pollution. You know, working remote wasn't always bad. It was bad because people didn't want to come back to work. It was also bad because many of my friends who were working remote were actually shopping on the computer, out by the pool. So it ruined it for everybody else who was actually working hard. And people said, look, if you're not coming to work, why am I paying you more? If you're sleeping in, if you're, you know, checking your computer, playing solitaire, doing whatever, why am I paying you the high prices? So it bit us in the butt eventually. But there were advantages. I love the fact that we have less traffic. That's less pollution. I think that's fantastic. I think it's also fantastic that people aren't necessarily picking up fast food now on their way home. If they're going to be home, they could cook. I cooked a lot more. Michael, if I'm working from home, I can now watch the oven. I could watch the stove. But then what ended up happening? Oh, I'm too tired. I took a nap. Can you pick something up on the way home? So we all go back to our older ways. But I do think it is fascinating that some individuals saved a lot more time, and if they were able to convert that into money and quality time, honestly, I would rather spend time with my kids and my pets than in a car for 3 hours. So I get that. But if you live in an area where there's a lot of traffic, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. But I do think you're missing a lot. I think you are gaining weight at home because you're sitting. You're not running around, going up to receiving, down to shipping, talking to this department, going out to lunch with your friends, talking, going into the office here. I get in trouble all the time, so I have to keep going down to the office. But, you know, when I waited tables, that was great exercise. But 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Interestingly, the share of overweight and obese Americans have tripled since the 1980s, and our obesity crisis is rising. Some of you might blame fast food. Some of you may blame all the sugar eating. I like to blame that we stopped smoking. We did such a good job with the anti-smoking campaign that now when people have a craving to eat, they don't go to the cigarette anymore. They're protecting their lungs, they're saving their life, but they're going to food. U.S. health officials say rates have soared to epidemic proportions, with the obesity rate rocketing to 42% nationally. We are almost 50% obese. Experts say the shift has been driven by people starting to eat more, ultra-processed food, which are high in fats, sugars, and salts, low in nutrients. Americans have started to have more sedentary lifestyles and office-based jobs. Many in rural communities are living in food deserts. There have been places in America where there is no grocery store for miles. That's a problem. America's obesity crisis was declared an epidemic by the CDC back in 1999. Every year, a group of 400,000 Americans are asked about their height and weight as part of the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. Their answers are converted into body mass index, the results used to calculate obesity rates for the whole nation. Back in 87, no states had obesity rates over 15%. By 2003, they surged to about 20 to 24%. Now they're up to about 40. Actually, by 2021, it was 42%. Apparently, Kentucky and West Virginia had rates above 40%. So that's a problem. And, you know, we were talking about the beer commercials and the bikinis. Now, we did flaunt, you know, skinny and Pepsi-free and Pepsi Light. And I'm not saying that was good. I don't think the diet drinks were good. But nowadays, we're like, it's okay to be large. It's okay to be curvy. Love who you are. And there's not this big push to lose weight. I think we do need to talk about how to get our weight down, though. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.